Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Tonight we're coming from Numbers chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you, Lord God, as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for this time and this opportunity to come into your presence once again, to give you glory, oh God, for all the wondrous works that you have done for us, to give you glory, Lord, for the great things that you've done in our lives and for your greatness, Lord God, in general, for your sovereignty, your majesty, Lord God, you are the true and the living God, and we glorify you, we magnify you, we honor you tonight, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, because you are our strength on tonight. You are our provision. You are our healer. You are the one that our soul seeks after, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, that you are always present, that you are here with us at all times. We give glory and honor to your name right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us, Lord God. Even in those times when we feel lost, Lord God, your grace is there. You're merciful. Your mercy is there, Lord God, and you recover us, Lord God, even out of our loss situation. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor. Lord Jesus, every time we come before you, Lord God, we're coming before you because we want to grow closer. We want our relationship with you to be more than it was on yesterday, to be enhanced by the word of God, to be, oh, Lord, I the words fail me at the moment, but, Lord, I just want to get better. I just want to do more. I just want to please the one that I'm in relationship with, my God, my Savior, my Lord, my Master. Bless your people on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As we come before you, Lord, in the reading of your word, Lord God, as we come before you in prayer, Lord, lifting up everything that's upon the hearts of each and every listener, even right now, Lord God, that it be magnified before your eyes, and asking, Lord God, that you move upon it, Lord God, and that you move in each and every one of them in a special way. Oh, Lord God, asking, oh God, that you bring forth breakthroughs and breakouts, Lord God, that you manifest your presence in such a way that there is no doubt in their minds that they have been in the presence of God Almighty. Oh, Lord God, we give you glory now and we praise you. Lord, open our minds and hearts to receive your word as we read. Oh, Lord God, and give us a revelation directly from your throne, Lord God, an understanding, Lord God, of the things that are written, and understanding of what your will is for each and every one of us, or understanding, Lord God, of our purpose, our destiny, what you set us in the face of this earth at this time to accomplish. Father, in the name of Jesus, do it in us, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord. Don't let us miss it, Lord God. Don't let us bypass it. Put it right before our eyes, Lord God, so that we can't help but see what it is that you would have of us. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, 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 amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're coming from Numbers chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's read. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies, and with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Elisha, the son of Shedor, from Simon, Shalumiel, the son of Jerishahadai, from Judah, Nashon, the son of Abinadab, from Issachar, Nathanael, son of Zuar, from Zebulun, Eliab, the son of Helon, from the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, Elishama, the son of Amihud, from Manasseh, Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur, from Benjamin, Abidan, the son of Gideoni, from Dan, Ahizer, the son of Amishaddai, from Asher, Pegiel, the son of Akron, from Gad, Elisaph, the son of Duel, from Naphtali, Ahira, the son of Enon. These were chosen from the congregation, leaders of their father's tribes, heads of the divisions in Israel. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who have been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they recited their ancestry by families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, each one individually. As the Lord commanded Moses, so he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest son, their genealogies by their families and by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben were 46,500. From the children of Simeon, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, and of those who were numbered according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon were 59,300. From the children of Gad, their genealogies by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad were 45,650. From the children of Judah, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Judah were 74,600. From the children of Issachar, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Issachar were 54,400. From the children of Zebulun, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun were 57,400. From the sons of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim were 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. From the children of Benjamin, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin were 35,400. From the children of Dan, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan were 62,700. From the children of Asher, their genealogies by their families and by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher were 41,500. From the children of Naphtali, their genealogies by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war. Those who were numbered of the tribe of Naphtali were 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered, whom Moses and Aaron numbered, with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's houses from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord has spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, nor take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, over all its furnishings, over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishings. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every one by his own camp, every one by his own standard, according to their armies. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus the children of Israel did, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses, so they did. And Aaron, saying, every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting on the east side toward the rising of the sun. Those of the standard of the forces with Judah shall camp according to their armies. And Nathan, the son of Aminadab, shall be the leader of the children of Judah. And his army was numbered at 74,600. Those who camp next to him shall be that tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar. And his army was numbered at 54,400. Then comes the tribe of Zebulun. And Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun. And his army shall be numbered at 57,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400. These shall break camp first. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben according to their armies. And the leader of the children of Reuben shall be Elizur, the son of Shedeur. And his army was numbered at 46,500. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the leader of the children of Simeon shall be Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. And his army was numbered at 59,300. Then comes the tribe of Gad, and the leader of the children of Gad shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel. And his army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces of with Reuben, 151,450. They shall be the second to break camp. And the tabernacle of meeting shall move out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camp as they camp. So they shall move out, everyone in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces with Ephraim according to their army. My apologies to everyone. I'm having some technical difficulties. We got cut off for a minute there. I'm going to go back and start reading at verse 20 at the tribe of Manasseh. We're in the book of Numbers. Next to him comes the tribe of Manasseh. The leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahur, and his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin, and the leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Abiadan, the son of Gideoni, and his army was numbered at 35,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces of Ephraim, 108,100. They shall be the third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan shall be on the north side according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Dan shall be Ahiezer, the son of Amishaddai, and his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camp next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Akron, and his army was numbered at 41,500. Then comes the tribe of Naphtali, and the leader of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enan, and his army was numbered at 53,400. All who were numbered of the forces of Dan, 157,600, they shall break camp last with Anders. These are the ones who were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they broke camp, each one by his family, according to their fathers' houses. Now these are the records of Aaron and Moses, when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab, the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the anointed priest, whom he consecrated to minister as priest. Nadab and Abihu had died before the Lord when they offered profane fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests in the presence of Aaron, their father. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and present them before Aaron the priest. Serve him, and they shall attend to his needs and the needs of the whole congregation before the tabernacle of meeting, to do the work of the tabernacle. Also they shall attend to all the furnishings of the tabernacle of meeting and to the needs of the children of Israel, to do the work of the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons, and they are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. So you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall attend to their priesthood. But the outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Now behold, I myself have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the children of Israel. Therefore, the Levites shall be mine, because all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified to myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." Then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. You shall number every male from a month old and above." So Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord, as he was commanded. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Hebron, and Uziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. From Gershon came the family of the Libnites and the family of the Shemites. These were the families of the Gershonites. those who were numbered according to the number of all the males from a month old and above. Of those who were numbered, there were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to camp behind the tabernacle westward. And the leader of the father's house of the Gershonites was Eliasaph, the son of Lael. The duties of the children of Gershon in the tabernacle of meeting included the tabernacle, the tent with its covering, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the court, the hangings of the court which are around the tabernacle and the altar, and their cords according to all the work relating to them. From Kohath came the family of the Amramites, the family of the Isharites, the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These were the families of the Kohathites. To the number of all males from a month old and above, there were 8,600 keeping charge of the sanctuary. The families of the children of Kohath were to camp on the south side of the tabernacle. And the leader of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites was Eliphaz, the son of Uziel. Their duty included the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the utensils of the sanctuary with which they ministered, the screen, and all the working and all the work relating to them. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites, with oversight of those who kept charge of the sanctuary. From Merari came the family of the Mahlites and the family of the Mushites. These were the families of Merari, and those who were numbered, according to the number of all males from a month old and above, were 6,200. The leaders of the fathers of the house of the families of Merari were Zuriel, the son of Abihel. These were to camp on the north side of the tabernacle. And the appointed duty of the children of Merari included the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, its utensils, all the work relating to them, and the pillars of the court all around with their sockets, their pegs, and their cords. Moreover, those who were before the tabernacle of meeting were Moses, Aaron, and his sons, keeping charge of the sanctuary to meet the needs of the children of Israel. But the outsider who came near was to be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and above, were 22,000. Then the Lord said to Moses, number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and above, and take the number of their names, and you shall take the Levites for me. I am the Lord. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites, instead of all the firstborn among the livestock of the children of Israel. So Moses numbered all the firstborn among the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded him. And all the firstborn males, according to the number of names from a month old and above, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the livestock of the Levites instead of their livestock. The Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord. And for the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who are more than the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels for each one individually. You shall take them in the currency of the shekel of the sanctuary and shekel of 20 gerahs, and you shall give the money with which the excess number of them is redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel, he took the money, 1,365 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave their redemption money to Aaron and his sons, according to the word of the Lord. So the Lord commanded Moses. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, take a census of the sons of Kohath, from among the children of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, all who entered the service to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of meeting, relating to the most holy things. Prepares to journey, Aaron and his sons shall come, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they shall put on it a covering of badger skin and spread over that a cloth entirely of blue, and they shall insert its poles. On the table of showbread they shall spread a blue cloth and put it on the dishes, the pans, the bowls, and the pitchers for pouring, and the showbread shall be on it. They shall spread over them a scarlet cloth and cover the same with a covering of badger skin, and they shall insert its poles. And they shall take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand of the light with its lamps, its wick trimmers, its trays, and all its oil vessels with which they service it. Then they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of badger skin and put it on a carrying beam. Over the golden altar, they shall spread a blue cloth and cover it with a covering of badger skin, and they shall insert its poles, and then they shall take all the utensils of service with which they minister in the sanctuary, put them in a blue cloth, cover them with a covering of badger skin, and put them on a carrying beam. Also, they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth over it with which they minister there, the fire pans, the forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread it, and they shall spread on it a covering of badger skin and insert its poles. And when Moses and Aaron have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary, when the camp is set to go, then the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These are the things in the tabernacle of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. The appointed duty of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, is the oil for the light, the sweet incense, the daily grain offering, the anointing oil, the oversight of all the tabernacle and all that is in it, with the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, "Do not cut off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but do this in regard to them, that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint each of them to do his service and his task, but they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered, lest they die." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Also take a census of the sons of Gershom by their father's house, by their families, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old. You shall number them, all who enter to perform the service, to do the work in the tabernacle of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, in the serving and carrying. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of meeting with its covering, the covering of badger skin that is on it, the screen for the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the screen for the door of the gate of the court, the hangings of the court, which are around the tabernacle and altar, and their cords, and the furnishings for their service, and all that is made for these things, so shall they serve. Aaron and his sons shall assign all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, all their task and all their service, and you shall appoint to them all their task as their duty. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershom in the tabernacle of meeting, and their duty shall be under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, you shall number them. Everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And this is what they must carry as all their service for the tabernacle of meeting: the boards of the tabernacle, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, and the pillars around the court with their sockets, pegs and cords, with all the furnishings and all their service. And you shall assign each, and you shall assign to each man by name the items he must carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, as all their service for the tabernacle meeting, under the authority of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle of meeting. Those who were numbered by their families were 2,750. These were the ones who were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all who might serve in the tabernacle of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those who were numbered of the sons of Gershon, by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for work in the tabernacle of meeting, those who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, were 2,630. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all who might serve in the tabernacle of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those of the families of the sons of Merari who were numbered by their families, by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, and even to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service for the work in the tabernacle of meeting, those who were numbered by their family were 3,200. These are the ones who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses, Aaron, and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and by their father's house, from 30 years old and above, even to 50 years old, everyone who came to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tabernacle of meeting, those who were numbered were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, each according to his service and according to his task. Thus were they numbered by him, as the Lord commanded. Amen. I have read and you have heard from the books of Numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers of his word and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you. I do apologize again for the technical difficulties. I actually got cut off from the broadcast altogether. I was disconnected. So I hope you were able to stay with me. Amen. We did get reconnected. It did take a few minutes to get that done. Amen. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate your time. Amen. I am praying for you that God bless you and anoint you, that he bring you into a greater knowledge of who you are and who he is, amen, and that he continue to move on your life miraculously and show you without a shadow of a doubt that he is Lord and there is no other, amen. As I have said time and time and time again, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Don't be deceived by substitutes. Don't be deceived, amen, by replicas. Don't be deceived by false Christ, amen, by false gods, by lies and deception. Don't allow those things to deceive you. The word of God is true, and it proves itself. If you would but give the Lord the opportunity to show you who he is, he will do exactly that. He is constantly in pursuit of you in your life. And if you look back over your life, amen, you will see all the times when the Lord was present and he intervened in places that nobody else knew about. And maybe they don't even know even up to this day. I have things that have happened in my life that my parents don't even know about, but God was there. The Lord was there. He was present. And I can look back on my life and I see where the Lord brought me out, where he brought me through. Even when I wasn't able to acknowledge it at that time, I see it now. He has enabled me to be able to see those things and appreciate and honor him and give him glory because he is worthy. He has been my present help. Glory to God, a present help. You hear me? A present help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. In times when other people had failed me, and it wasn't their fault. They were just not available. They had their own things going on. Maybe the phone was busy, or I couldn't get through, or the call kept dropping. Whatever the case may be, I wasn't able to reach out to someone else. But the Lord is present. Amen. Scripture says, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's there right now where you are. Whatever your need is, he is there. Even if you cannot connect with another person in the time of your greatest need, you can connect with the God of the universe, the true and the living God, our Lord and our Savior. You can always connect with him. He never grows tired. He never sleeps. He is always listening. He's always moving. He's always speaking. He's always maneuvering things in the environment just for you so that you will be whole and entire. Glory to God. Salvation is yours on today. He is your deliverer. I mean, he delivered you out of your momentary things, and he delivers us into our eternity. Hallelujah. We give glory and honor to the Lord. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you. Amen.